That's the worst part. That's why.
Good morning, Motor City Electric. How can I help you?
Hi, is Steve around?
Steve.
Steve France.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Steve France's office. This is Laura. May I help you?
Hi, Laura. Is Steve around by chance?
He is, but he's with somebody right now. Can I have him return your call?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure he's a busy guy. Let me just leave you with some information, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. My name's Julian. It's Julian.
Uh-huh.
Calling with Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is C-A-R. D as in David.
Like Wales.
Like Cardiff, Wales, exactly.
Or like Cardiff, Welsh corgis.
I haven't seen those. They must be very cute.
They are. The difference between Pembroke corgis and Cardiff are that Cardiffs have black markings in addition to the tan and white, and they have long tails versus Pembrokes have dock tails.
Oh my gosh, were you a breeder or something, or you must have been?
No, I just love corgis.
Oh, yeah, they are adorable.
I know. You know, it's like, oh yes, the queen's dog.
I'm gonna Google those as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay. you're Julian with the Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Cardiff, yeah, we're a private business bank in San Diego. My direct line here is 858-779-0931.
Okay.
And it's just regarding business financing. I just wanted to introduce myself to Steve. He has a really good history with Comerica Bank, and they're in our network. So I kind of just wanted to follow up, see if there's anything I can help out with this summer or later down the line this year. We specialize, I mean, you don't have to write all this down, but we specialize in equipment financing and working capital. Maybe, I mean, do you by chance know, are you guys looking to bring on any new equipment at this point in the summer, like any new trucks or anything like that for the business?
That's funny that you say that. He just came back last night from a heavy equipment auction.
Oh, very nice. You find anything good over there?
I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet because he was gone for 2 days and everybody wants him. So it's like,
yeah.
Okay, I just have to wait until he gets free.
Popular guy. I'm sure he's super busy. People think it's easy running a business. You make your own schedule. You don't have to answer anybody. It's not true. You got to answer to everybody. You got to answer to your customers, your vendors, you know, your employees.
Exactly.
It's not just a 9-to-5 thing. It's a 24/7 thing, really.
Okay.
Well, maybe I got in touch with you at the right time. But yeah, we can get him approved for some of our best programs based on the history you guys have. So maybe you can just kind of let him know, and he can give me a call whenever he's free. But yeah, if you want, I can actually send you guys an email with some additional information and see if it's something that he wants to kind of look into a little more.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and send it directly to him?
Okay, what's his email?
His email is as like in Steve France, FRANTZ at M like in Motor, C like in City, E like in Electric, CO like company.com.
Okay, excellent. I'm going to send him a quick email just with some information. We also do working capital financing, so if there's any like needs for cash flow, if you guys have any big projects coming up, I know on those big projects sometimes you don't get paid till the very end of the project, and you got to keep up with payroll and stuff like that in the meantime, so we kind of can help out with stuff like that too. Do you know what kind of equipment he was looking at, though?
Well, heavy construction equipment for electrical, I'm sure.
Okay.
You know, things like, you know, digger derricks and bucket trucks and, you know, utility vehicles and equipment.
Okay. Do you guys already have, like, financing arrangements, like with your local bank, with stuff like that? Because I know for used equipment, sometimes it's harder to find financing, like if you're getting it, like, from auction and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Comerica's pretty supportive of us as far as I know, but
awesome.
You know, I'm not really in a position to speak to that.
Yeah, totally. And we don't want them to switch banks or anything like that. In fact, for a lot of our customers, we're more like a secondary resource of funds. So say, for example, he wants to get, you know, three big pieces of equipment and they only want to finance one of them because they see it as too much risk. Sometimes the bigger banks don't like to mess around too much with the small and medium-sized businesses. But yeah, that's kind of where we help out and fill in those gaps.
Okay.
So
Well, shoot him an email, and I'll give him the message. And, you know, if that's something that he's interested in, he'll either call you or he'll, you know, forward it over to our CFO.
Cool. Awesome. And what was your name again? Was it Laura?
Laura.
Laura, okay. Again, I'm Julian, so it's a pleasure chatting with you, Laura. I'll send him a quick email and maybe follow up in a couple weeks or something.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, you have a good day.
Appreciate your time. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.